All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. We are just a matter of hours away right now, folks, from a big fight in the middleweight division in the world of boxing, as you will have Canelo Alvarez, the young lion representing the great fighting country of Mexico, taking on the seasoned vet in Miguel Cotto, representing the land of Puerto Rico. Now, Cotto comes into this fight as the lineal and Ring Magazine middleweight champ. He gave up the WBC championship this week after the WBC wanted him to pay $300,000 for a sanctioning fee, which he balked at. Cotto comes in with a record of 40-4, while Alvarez comes in with a record of 45-1-1. Now, you look at Alvarez. He's the young guy. He's the young lion in this one, and he's out there. I mean, he has already made a tremendous name for himself in the world of boxing, and he's a guy that is a knockout artist. You look at some of his knockout victories, you go back to his recent one this past May in Houston when he knocked out James Kirkland in the third round. Make no mistake about it, Alvarez is a power puncher, and that is what he simply goes out there to do, which is seek and to destroy. I look for Cotto in this one, now that he is being trained by Freddie Roach, to have a tremendous game plan. And you talk about Cotto, like I said before, he is a seasoned vet. And what I expect him to do is use the entire ring and make Canelo Alvarez work. I mean, Canelo only has one loss on his resume. But if you look at some of the fights that he struggled with, this have not been as easy. You look at the fact that the fighters that he fought made him work. They were able to take punches, and they made Alvarez work for 3 minutes at a time per round. And that's something that Cotto has to do. Cotto can take a punch, but he has to use the ring. What Cotto must avoid doing is standing in the middle of the ring and trading punches with Canelo Alvarez, because if he does that, he will come home with the short end of the paycheck, and it will not be a long night, because Canelo Alvarez will set you up with body shots and he'll get you one to the face, and that will be over. But like I said before with Cotto, he is a different fighter right now since coming under the tutelage of Freddie Roach. He's had his last fights and none of them have gone the distance, all three with Roach. You look back to October 2013 when he fought Delvin Rodriguez, then in June 2014 at Madison Square Garden when he defeated Sergio Martinez, and then most recently this past June at the Barclays Center when he scored a TKO victory over Daniel Gill in the fourth round. So this is going to be a big test for Cotto, and the reason why I say that is if you look at the four losses that Cotto has had throughout his career, of course, with Margarito, Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather, and Austin Trout, and all of those losses, Cotto ran out of gas towards the end of the fight. But you look at what he's been able to do with Freddie Roach. Freddie Roach has Cotto using more footwork. Cotto appears to have fresher legs. And even the one time that he was tested when he went into the 10th round with Sergio Martinez, Cotto looked like a guy that still had plenty in the tank. So that is a big factor for him going into this fight. I look for Cotto to come out and be aggressive like he has always been, but not too aggressive, because he does not want to allow his guard down against a power puncher like Alvarez. At the same time with Alvarez, this might be one of the most seasoned veterans that he will face in the ring. Of course, you know, Floyd Mayweather gave him a lesson a few years ago in September of 2013. And this is a guy in Cotto. He is a student of the game. Make no mistake about it. I think this is going to be a tremendous fight. One of the best prize fights that we have seen in a very long time in Las Vegas. And I'm going to give the slight edge to Miguel Cotto in this one because of the experience. This fight can go either way. It's at a catchweight of 155 as opposed to 160, which is something that also favors Cotto due to the fact that Canelo has a history of coming in bloated up after the weigh-in. So if it was at 160, Cotto would be running the risk of having Alvarez come in at 175 or 180. Having Alvarez more than likely come in at 170, 171 still works as an advantage for Miguel Cotto in this one. But make no mistake about it, this is going to be a tremendous affair, and anybody who gets a chance to watch it will definitely get their money's worth. So folks, that is just going to about wrap it up, and I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 11 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.